Welcome to the Vet Blast Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer at DVM 360.
With me today is not just one guest, but two guests. Yes, it is. Bucko, tell everybody who you are.
Well, I cannot one-up you with Griswold, but I'm Marie. I'm a third-year veterinary student at the University of Wisconsin, and I'm currently serving as our student AVMA president. I spent the last year as an elect with Kyrie, who was the current president at the time. And just as you know, students are amazing. And so to be able to have that opportunity to be able to network with all of them and to work together to make sure that our overall industry and our student well-being is maintained and just increased in general. So it's such a privilege to be able to work alongside so many amazing students and just to hear from them and make sure that they're taken care of. If we feel that we're getting COVID-19 or that we have the symptoms of it, obviously taking the precautions that CDC has exercised and has been communicating with us day in and day out is really important as well. But definitely just, you know, keeping those things in mind and keeping them on the forefront is really important.
I agree. I think that the AVMA is on it. We're hour by hour, we're getting information that's coming through just to make sure we disseminate it to the appropriate outlets to make sure that both the veterinary healthcare team professionals as well as the pet owners are aware that as of now, no, we don't know that there's no transmission that animals can get infected with COVID-19. And I agree with you. It's one of those things that unfortunately, if these pet owners do come down with COVID-19, it is recommended for someone else to be their care provider for the animals in the room or in the house or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm grateful that you brought in AVMA in that point as well. One thing that they work so hard on they have a designated page on their website on AVMA to be able to go and check off this information. They've been updating it daily, if not multiple times a day, with everything that's been going on and kind of recommendations for practitioners, veterinary practitioners, pet owners, what to expect, how to deal with, you know, a lot of these things, but you communicated many of them already. And it's just really, really important for us to enforce those areas.
It is. And I am firm, well, being on the board for the NJVMA, I think the reputable resources are so important, more so now than ever, where we're getting our news from. And the AVMA, shout out to them for that, because if you guys need to go onto their website, get their information, we also check in with them through DVM 360 as well and put any of that recent information on just to make sure it goes to the appropriate outlets too. It was interesting. I was speaking to an architect this week about hospital design. And because of this new model that we're now doing with this whole curbside concierge drop-off, it's actually been considered going forward as the new normal in veterinary practice. So a practice, I think it's in, I want to say it's Illinois, that is designing one where they have a curbside drop-off exam room. So you can just literally drive in. It's almost like a drive-by window for you to drop your animal off with the exam room right there. So it's convenient and safe. So I think this is going to be the newer normal for hospital designs too.
Yeah. Do you think you had mentioned that you're doing this at your practice as well. Do you think this is something that you're going to somehow implement and keep going once COVID passes?
Yeah. You know, from what I'm hearing, it seems like it's a very convenient thing for everyone all around. The only downside is a little bit, if COVID wasn't around, because of all the PPE that needs to be taken, all the precautions, it would probably be a lot more efficient. But unfortunately, it's just not an efficient way, 100%. Not all pet parents can become driven up and going in. But I think it would be great to do for select days or nights or whatever. You know, we have elderly clients that just can't get in, or they're wrangling with the leash or the cat carrier or whatever. So yeah, I mean, it's a great way of just leveling that elevation of concierge service coming to them. And then there's great apps that we were talking about before that are around that can really help disseminate the communication, the two-way communication back and forth between pet owner and doctor. So that experience doesn't have to be compromised during times of COVID.
No, not at all. And it's definitely an opportunity for our profession to be able to strike while the iron's hot, knowing that this opens up an even larger avenue for us to be able to communicate with our pet owners and for them to be able to have us, you know, at a readily accessible way. Because sometimes, you know, they may not be able to come in, or maybe they have limitations. It's just a new way of communication, and you can't really beat that. That's a really exciting adventure that, you know, it's a silver lining that came out of this.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. There has to be something. Yeah. But talk to me a little bit about you. So, you know, those of you that don't know Marie, she's a fantastic student person, gym workout enthusiast, such as yours truly too. And we were talking off camera about what we're doing through COVID, but tell us a little bit about what you're hearing from your fellow student body. How are they getting through it? And what are some recommendations that you can give your fellow students?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. So it is a challenge, whether you're in didactic curriculum right now, so sitting through lectures online, it's been certainly a transition, or you're a fourth year student kind of doing clinics online. There's a lot of fourth year students that are essentially done. And many of the vet programs have kind of rounded out their rotations and students just will get their degree in the mail and, you know, deal with the NAVLE and how that's coming forward. So it's been a transition, but I will say the common theme from many of the students that we've heard from is that this professors are working really, really hard. You know, this isn't easy for anybody. Uh-huh. And so everyone is doing the best that they can to work with each other. Have we been on a computer way more than we probably would want to? Yes, most likely, but we're doing what we can. So one of the biggest things that I've noticed with students is just like this increased positivity. You know, there's a lot of negativity that's going around on media in general because this is a dire situation. It is what it is, and you can't really avoid it in that capacity. But students have these amazing hashtags, amazing, like, basically platforms that they're taking to tag other people to increase positivity, saying, you know, pet for pet, doing fun hashtags like that. And one of the things that's actually coming tomorrow is VetMed United Day. And it's a day that we highlight in our vet profession, as you know, to talk about mental well-being. And what a time to talk about than now as well, right? We're all kind of hunkered down.
Absolutely.
And what are ways that we can uplift each other, even outside of social media? So does that look like doing push-up competitions? Does that look like having video conference calls like this, or through Instagram stories or TikTok, whatever that might look like. So actually our student ABMA has been working on Wellness Wednesdays that I'm so, so proud of our team for doing to basically encourage more well-being, more physical interaction with each other in the sense of, can we do workout competitions? Can we share, you know, gardening tips with each other, what that looks like? It's been really nice, and it's to kind of kick off this VetMed United Day for the whole profession tomorrow, April 4th, which is really, really exciting. And we hope that we can just continue the positivity and encouragement with each other, knowing this is kind of an indefinite season that we're in, but we can do it together.
We can do it together, and we need that positivity. See what I'm doing here? Look at this little paws. I'm going to bite them right off.
You're like little Toby.
Take it, Marie. Like, this is part of that positivity. Like, you guys, if you all love your animals too, and so having them around, and they're probably like, guys, when are you gonna leave?
You've seen those posts on social media where people are saying, now I finally understand why my dog just wants to dart out the door when I get home.
Right, yeah, it's so true, it really is.
Yes.
But
he needs a strap on a bow tie. Did you also recognize? He seems like a very bow tie.
Does need to be. That's why he has the whole Clark W. Griswold name. Like, he needs to be elevated in a tuxedo and a bow tie. Absolutely. He's such a gentleman. I can't even tell you. Oh my gosh. I love him to pieces. So those of you that don't know, I have four dachshunds, and this is one of four. This is my youngest one. So each week I'll slowly throw a dachshund on together. Like McDonald's Happy Meals. You just can't have one, right? Oh my gosh, it's part of therapy.
Well,
Marie, you talk about
matching sweaters.
Yeah, right? They could all have matching sweaters. They really should.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about working out. It's really important to you. It's your mental vitamin, your physical vitamin. How important is that for, especially now with what we're going through?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I didn't really address that beforehand. I'm glad you brought it back around. It is so, so important. You know, whether that looks like just walking on a treadmill, raise that incline, get your heart rate up, work on that back end. It helps so much just to boost those endorphins in general. Yeah. Does that look like doing lunges down your hallway or maybe on your patio? Does it look like just doing a bunch of air squats? Something to move. And you know, you might feel sore and you might have that lactic acid building up, but there's nothing like being able to move. And we've known, just like animals lower our blood pressure, being able to exercise and just do something outside of being involved with a computer or another, some sort of tech screen, just move. And there's not really a wrong way to do it at this point. Just movement is so important.
It is. And, you know, you and I love to work out and we love our gyms. And it, when this is happening right now, it, you feel like you could be almost like mentally trapped.
Yes.
And I share this story with everyone too, where I just created a gym in my garage, you know, and like you're talking about, it doesn't have to be expensive or crazy.
No.
You look at YouTube videos of just working out and doing cardio exercises, walking your dogs. It's nice to have that balance. And some of the students were posting that bingo game. I don't know if you saw that, right? The little checkoff list of things that you've done. And I love that. That's so cool.
You know, do you have a deck of cards at home?
I know what you're going to say.
Yes.
I love
that. You know, this is such an easy way for us to have fun and say, like, you know, anyone can go and not want to work out or just move in general if they don't know where to start. But
right.
One of my favorite things, like when you're traveling or you're just bored, is to have those deck of cards and assign some sort of movement to each shape. So a heart or a spade, like push-ups for a heart, burpees for a spade. And then you flip one over and whatever number is on that card with the corresponding shape, you do that many. And it's kind of, you know, it boosts your endorphins so, so quickly, but it raises your heart rate really quickly as well. And it's, you do that for 15, 20 minutes, man, it feels so good, honestly.
That's so good.
And it's quick. Like,
yes.
As much as I would love to just watch Netflix all day, a 20 minute, like,
I know. But you know what? Let's talk about Netflix though. There's nothing wrong with that too. So share with us what are you watching, Netflix or Amazon Prime or
Dr. Chrisman? If I admitted that I watch Netflix, that would mean I'm not studying. So I'm not sure if I can.
Oh, you need your fix, so of course. So
right. Great British Baking Show, love it. Just, I know it sounds really corny, but I do, I love it very much. What's another one that I've been watching? Kevin Hart's.
Oh yeah, I heard that's funny.
That show, I should know the title of it, but
yeah. I don't know the title of it either. But
that's pretty humorous. But my all-time favorite is Mr. Jerry Seinfeld doing coffee and cars with comedians. Do that during your workout. These are literally like 15, 20 minute segments and they're so satisfying and positive and they're all with comedians.
Yes.
And you're laughing the whole time.
I love it. I started doing more podcasts as I'm working out too.
Ooh,
like there's one called The Vet Student's Guide to Student Debt or whatever. There's like The Vet Bros, there's Vet Girl. There's so many different ones that are out there that I like to listen to as I feel like I'm multitasking and learning my brain and working out at the same time.
You're going to have to do like a whole video just on that because I need to learn how to do that.
Yeah, like I'm in a low plank and holding and I'm also working my brain.
I like that. That's good. I like that a lot. Wait, so what are some of your favorite go-to podcasts right now?
Well, the ones that I'm listening to right now is, let's see, I'll actually go over it because there's so many different ones that I like. But hold on, everybody. I do like, that was iHeartRadio. That's iHeartRadio. Hold on.
I like this. I'm going to write these down. I hope other people write them down too, because I need to start listening to podcasts.
Yes, you do. Because I like I said, it's part of like mental stimulation is really what it is more than anything else. And I'm learning, like I said, as I'm going. And the Vet Vault is great.
Okay.
And they're from Australia, so it helps with the accent. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to this.
When you're driving and you have, you know, like maps and there's the voiceover and you can pick your favorite celebrity doing the voiceover.
Right? Yeah. That's me.
Who would you pick as your voiceover?
There's Channing Tatum. He could be the voiceover for that. There's so many of them though. Yeah. I don't know. Who would be yours?
Someone with an accent, as you said, to make it sound more enjoyable for driving. That, more often than not, I feel like I'm getting yelled at.
I'll take Hugh Jackman, you know?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know, by the way, on Waze, on your directions, there's somebody that motivates you as you're turning in directions. So instead of like says, turn left, you know, in 400 feet, it says, you're almost there.
I wish I could have that during an exam. Right. Like, yes. Great question. You did good. Like, I don't need to know whether I got it right or wrong.
Just no.
Keep just going.
Motivate me a little bit, right? Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, oh, best, I like that.
You'll like this one. Everybody should get this one. The Vet Student's Guide to Adulting. That's a good one. Yeah.
That is good. Is there an age limit on that?
No, not at all. That's a good one. Yeah.
I like that. Okay, I wrote those down.
Yes.
I'm going to share that with some friends and classmates. That's really good.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
Okay.
But this is great stuff, though.
I haven't podcast yet.
You know, and this is why I want everybody out there that's watching to understand, like, it's so important to have these conversations where we can talk about science, we can talk about, you know, veterinary medicine, but we're also human too. We're going through the same thing that everybody else is out there with COVID-19, and it's important to keep this in check all the time. And I always like talking to guests about what they're doing to say, you know, positive is what I always like to say. And it's really good advice. So thank you for sharing all of that with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. And thank you for everything you're doing. And those of you that don't know, where can we check you out?
I'm learning to use Instagram a little bit more heavily now. So I've been using that as my primary mode of communication. So you can find me at Marie Bucco on Instagram. And it's a public profile. So help yourself. I'd love to connect with you all. I'm pretty keen on emailing as well, which is pretty boring. So definitely go to social media because pictures are fun.
Yeah.
So I'm just so grateful to be able to spend this time with you. My cheeks are literally hurting from smiling and laughing so much.
Yes.
For those folks probably don't know that we've been yakking for a while before we even did this. So I'm very grateful for more positive people like you in this world.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so glad I got to connect with you. Not only did you make me laugh and almost pee my pants, you saved me a copay of therapy today too. So it was really...
Griswold can do that all on his own. You know that.
So good. Yeah. Hope you all, I hope everybody enjoyed themselves today. And tune in next week. We will catch up with all things veterinary related and staying healthy and positive out there. So thank you for tuning in and check us out here at DVM360 and MJH Life Sciences.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.